I was born bold.
Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Benny Gale to join us in a moment, the CEO of the Richmond Footy Club. I think they're giving the players a day off today. So very happy to speak to the CEO of the Richmond Footy Club. Looking forward to that, Whispers. Now, just before we do get Benny up, Doc Reid, Bruce Reid, has been a part of the Essendon Footy Club forever. And I've luckily been involved in state games where he's officiated. He's a great man. And in fact, he was our family doctor for a little while, Bruce Reid, out there in Kew.
Was he really?
And I know you've got a great relationship and a long relationship with him. How's he tracking?
Well, he's back in hospital, Gary. I don't know if I'm even going to be able to say this.
Take your time. It's a difficult set of circumstances that you and the Essendon faithful and Bruce's family are dealing with.
He's back in hospital, and I don't know if he's listening to the show this morning, but he knows how much he meant to so many of us, and he still knows how much he means to us. He's a much loved and respected member of our family, of our football club family. So, Rudy, we love you, mate.
So that gives you some idea and sense of how significant Bruce Reid has been in the history of the Essendon Footy Club. And I know, as Tim, I know that he wasn't only and hasn't only been the doctor to the Essendon players, but to the families, the broader families of them, for a long, long time. And he's touched so many of you. And I feel for you, mate, and I feel for everyone that's involved. He's doing it very, very tough at the moment. And our thoughts and prayers are with the whole family.
To Judy and all the kids and family too, and all his friends out there, we're thinking of you all at the moment.
Indeed. Hey, nicely done. Richmond Footy Club are a great story. They are, in every single way. It hasn't always been the case, and probably wasn't, well, fair to say, weren't the case, or wasn't the case, when Brendan Gale took over as the CEO, made some bold predictions based on where he wanted this footy club to be. And I don't know, you can get the pipe out right now at this particular day in 2020 and sit back and admire it. Benny, congratulations. A fantastic result.
Thanks, guys. No, it was terrific. Yeah, really tough year, and the boys did us very, very proud.
It is. You get sick of talking about it. I know you wouldn't, but I mean, I can imagine it's been a pretty intense period. I mean, there's so much that we wouldn't even know about, to be perfectly honest, that you've had to deal with through the course of this year. But to emerge victorious, I think, is one of the great performances that we'll ever see.
Yeah, look, there's a lot been going on, mate. It's been a really, really tough year, but it has been for everyone. The entire AFL community has been challenged in ways we haven't been before, you know, and the competition stops and it resumes and it's in the hubs and it's hubs for 6 weeks and 8 weeks and 12 weeks, and we've had a few little faux pas along the way to deal with as well. But it's been really tough. But to hold tight and to not take on too much water, but build our game again towards finals and ultimately salute, it's just incredibly satisfying.
Hey, Benny, congratulations. And the way that your team conducted themselves on Saturday night was just remarkable and outstanding. The way they saw Gary Ablett off the ground in that moment spoke volumes of the way that they do see the game and their own place in the game. And I thought it was remarkable that they would actually do that. Now that you've won your three flags and you've got your 100,000 members, have you reset your next target?
No, I have looked at those. A lot's been made of those targets and that vision. That was set in sort of 2009. We needed to reset our club. Our club had sort of struggled in mediocrity for years, and we needed to sort of create a sense of urgency to change gears. We had to do it fast. I guess we've got to a stage now, we've grown our club and we've become really competitive off it, and we've been lucky enough to get a few premierships. But I mean, right now it's just about maintaining that level of competitiveness and just being a club that, like Geelong, to be honest, a club that just is always there, is always well-structured off-field, always gives his footy team a chance to compete at the highest level and contend for premierships. So, we're lucky enough to beat them on Saturday night, but I reckon they're still a model club in my view.
They are. There's no question about that. For others that look on enviously, what's the first thing you've got to get right when you're trying to reset a footy club?
Well, it probably depends on the circumstances of each club. But for ours, and it was certainly my experience at Richmond, Gaz, there was just a feeling that we weren't always on the same page, you know, from board and administration and coaching players. So a lot of wonderful people doing their best, but just not all rowing in time and in the same direction. So it's about getting that real alignment, that shared sense of purpose, that shared vision where we're trying to take the club, the shared plans, you know, the means by which we need to get there, the things we need to do. And then, you know, we need to build our business because we're a club that for many years have been hand-to-mouth, mate. And it was a time that when money increasingly mattered. So you get those two enabling conditions right, we felt, then you give your footy chance an opportunity to compete and succeed. No guarantees. And then bloody good players help too, mate, and coaches. Let's not kid ourselves. And number four goes all right too. He's not a bad young kid. But no, they're the things we prioritise are important for us.
And how long is it? I'm fascinated about this, obviously, because there's the club that I support where I'm hoping for the same thing at some stage in my lifetime. So how long does that take to get on the same page? And what are the key appointments?
Oh, look, it takes a while. We're just getting a really clear understanding of why. Look, simply why we exist as a footy club. Because you could have 50 different views of why we exist. Some people think, well, we exist to win premierships, we exist to build a strong connection with our supporter base and build. So, you know, you work through those, you have those discussions at board level and management level, you involve football departments, and you get on the same page. And then you start thinking, well, what does success look like for us and for where we've been? What does it look like? And can we see it? Can we visualise it? Can we describe it? Do we share it? And then, you know, the plans are about the things you prioritise and the things you need to do, and it just takes time, and it's trial and error, and it's success and failure. And I guess the other thing is you define success broadly. For us, it wasn't about winning games, because they were going to be few and far between early on. Mm. But it was about building the strength off the field. It was about building a membership. It was about making finals first up. Mm. You know, it was a huge measure of progress for us. And you start to build those little wins and tick those boxes, and then you build that momentum. And once you get the momentum going and the belief just becomes self-fulfilling. And then they can do all that, mate, but it's the players and coaches that win your flags. And we've got some pretty good ones.
No, you've got some great players, and they're really well organised. They all seem to be on the same page, the way they play. Benny, what did you think of the night grand final itself, and would you like to see that stay and remain?
As an administrator, you know, I feel I've got a responsibility to promote our club and take it to as many people as possible. And as someone who's very conscious of our position for the code, I feel the same. So clearly more people are going to watch an night grand final. I was there. I like the atmosphere. There was something about the presentation of it and the build-up, which I sort of liked. You know, sitting around all day waiting wasn't that great. I guess when you're in this, you're a bit more anxious. But half time, I was obviously in the rooms. I didn't see anything. But I'll defer to others on that. But look, mate, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. Is it too late? Could it be twilight? I don't know. But I certainly didn't mind it.
Was Peggy there on Saturday night?
No, she wasn't, mate. No, she. The AFL investigated the possibility of bringing up a special flight with club presidents for competing clubs and VIP sponsors a few weeks ago and having some special conditions around quarantine, but it didn't materialise. So she's a very busy lady. She's on a number of boards, and it just wasn't going to work out. So she watched with a few directors back home in Melbourne.
Did you communicate with her during the game?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Look, I sit with her every game, in fact. So I spoke with her pre-game. I spoke with her post-game. So I mean, if there's anything better for you, that's one of the, I wouldn't say disappointments, but you know, you love to share those moments with your family, and you know, they're moments you never forget, and you share them with your wife and your kids, your family, your president, people close to you, the members, supporters, and the fact that so many weren't able to be really closely connected with it is frustrating, but that's the year it was, mate, and I'm just happy that we won.
The last one, Benny, and I know you're probably busy and you need to get back in with the group, but there's all manner of Richmond fans that are listening to this. How do they get to celebrate, acknowledge, see the supporters at some stage? Is there any plans for that in the near future, or is it just too hard?
Yeah, so at the moment, like we had a day here at our harbour. We just, captured a lot of content and film. We're just trying to cut that up and share that through our digital platforms. We've got our Jackdye medal this evening, so that'll be streamed digitally. So we're working really hard at getting that sense of involvement. Our players have, on their social media, they've been fairly colourful, Gary, as you should imagine, but they're great and they're real engaging our fans. And when we get back, we just have to assess the landscape when we get back. Things are changing by the minute in Melbourne, so at the appropriate time, we'll give them every opportunity. I promise them that.
I'm sure you will. You do it better than most. Hey, well done. Congratulations and enjoy. And thanks for jumping on and giving us a few minutes.
No, thanks, mate. Thanks, Tim.
There you go. Richmond CEO. And did Damien Hardwick say in his speech he's looking forward to the bronze statue of Smacker? Then you wouldn't put it against them, would you, at this stage? So well done. Well done to Benny and well done to the whole club. And this one, D's had their chance at greatness, Gary. They selected Tom Scully and Jack Trengove. That's the smugness that has not been evident from the Richmond supporters.
But it's all about your decision-making, isn't it?
The Tigers also passed on Matthew Pavlich at one stage, Dave in Newport, so, smart champ.
I understand that, but when you get it right, it is about your decision-making. I don't know if can I quickly just tell you the story about Damien Hardwick? He went overseas and he visited this massive office over in New York, and the guy was telling me the story. He was showing him around their corporate office in New York. And you know what the thing that he was most interested in, Damien Hardwick?
What?
Was the structure of the office and the connection between those that were in the high places in the office and all the people that worked for those people that were the executives in the office.
I wrote that down, same page. And again, I see, as you'd appreciate, I always relate back to my footy club. So on the same page, you talk about connection, and my club have had an admin here, a footy department over 12K down the road. The separation of those groups has been something that I'm sure has had an impact. So you learn. Hey, for the first time, Wispy, since June 9, no new COVID cases in Victoria and no deaths.
Does that mean that we're going to come out of this lockdown soon?
Not for three more months, I wouldn't have thought. Let's take the 8:30 news headlines.